I'm all about that fuss-free glam. Give me makeup that's versatile and feels like air on my skin and has ingredients that love my face, that's good for my face. You know, clean ingredients. And don't even get me started on mascaras because I do want them bold and lengthening. And so we have Thrive Cosmetics, which I've been using since 2020, obviously because I appreciate their foolproof products that make it really easy to apply for any skill level. And they have a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look, but also they give back. Every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates products and funds to help communities thrive. Hence why it's Thrive Cosmetics, C-A-U-S-E, Medics. Thrive Cosmetics and Bigger Than Beauty Skincare are not just makeup brands, they're a whole vibe. They're all about empowering us to rock our confidence, and when you support them, we are helping other communities thrive. Their stuff is not only easy to use, but no nasties, zero parabens, sulfites, phthalates. They are 100% vegan and cruelty-free. Let's talk lashes. Thanks to Thrive's liquid lash extensions, I must say that my lashes are just so beautiful and lush. It adds length, there are no clumps, and also guess what? It slides right off with warm water, so no raccoon eyes here. And I appreciate they have nourishing ingredients that support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. And it's a unique formula they use that creates these tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. We've had problems in the past with the link, but the link does work now. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/magic. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/magic for 10% off your first order. Ladies, we all have different symptoms that time of the month. For me, my energy level happens to just dip insanely, and I just feel a little down, you know, a little sluggish. And so I'm happy to share Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, and they are dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. And so here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. So, Hormone Harmony is for any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances, and it's perfect for symptoms that put a woman's life on hold, like racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep and feeling tired all the time, occasional bloating and gas when you have no desire to get in bed next to someone, if you know what I mean, and also hot flashes and night sweats if you happen to be going through menopause. It's really great for women with menopause. So yeah, Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MAGIC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code MAGIC for 15% off today. Your hormones will thank you.
Hello, magical friends. I'm Allie Michelle.
And I'm Raquel Mantra, and welcome to Your Own Magic Podcast.
Our intention is to connect you with the most inspiring thought leaders and visionaries and share some of our experiences and wisdom to help you unleash your own magic.
Yes, we're so grateful you're spending this present moment with us today.
There's a whisper that you'll hear, like a little pull, a little nudge of excitement. When you think of something, when you hear of something.
I mean, I think in a general sense, you just have to let yourself go. Do whatever it is that lets yourself go. Whether it's running, painting, swimming in the ocean.
But get curious to really know yourself. You know, and that comes from meditation and journaling and in relationships, because they're often a mirror to, you know, and to who we are.
Now let the magic begin. Dear Soul Tribe, thank you for, well, everything.
I hope that you know what I'm talking about. Just being there, being a huge part of your own magic and taking her, this beautiful podcast, to where she is today. She wouldn't be where she is today without you. So thank you. And to all those who are just tuning in to Your Own Magic for the first time, well, welcome. So happy to have you. My name that my beautiful mom gave me for this human experience is Raquel. And I co-host this podcast with the brilliant beauty whom Mama Joni named Ally Michelle. You know what? Question. And this is so random, but maybe someone could start a thread about this on our Facebook group, the Your Own Magic Soul Tribe Facebook group. Do you think before our spirits entered this human suit that we name ourselves? Or how do you think that we are gifted this name? Do you think that our mom somehow downloaded this name, or that we were the ones that chose it? And also, that brings up another question. Do you think that the other Raquels and Ally, I just said my name so weird, the other Raquels and Allys have paralleled traits to other Raquels and Allys in the world? And whatever your name is, maybe your name is Kate. Do you see other qualities in other Kates that are paralleled to your own? It's so interesting. Or do you think that other people with your name have a parallel destiny? Whoa, just a conversation to start, because I want to hear your thoughts on this. Well, Ally and I both have a baby together, you know, this baby, this podcast, which we gifted the name Your Own Magic. And I could not even predict how she would unfold, how she would blossom. And she's only a baby still, almost 8 months old. It's beautiful how she's progressed. And it's thanks to you, by the way. So that is my thank you from the introduction. Thanks to you. She has become something so beyond what I could even comprehend, what I could even fathom before she even existed. And yes, one fun fact about me, I give everything a pronoun. So yes, this podcast, she has really manifested into something that is bringing people from all around the world, all walks of life together, who are making their own contributions in the world, who are making a great impact in the world, or helping others and inspiring others to deliver their own magic, or figuring out how they want to make a contribution to the world. They know that they want to, they just haven't figured that out yet, but something is stirring inside of them. That's probably what brought you to this podcast. I feel like you're listening to this for whatever reason, but you were magically guided to listen to this because something has been stirring inside of you to help you unleash your own magic. And this magical podcast has helped Ally and I articulate messages of this life experience, you know, to help you and even us have a greater understanding of life. And we have been so fortunate, and we're still so honored and thankful for the guests that we have brought on, who come here and they articulate their life experiences to teach us and our listeners, you, aka the Soul Tribe. And if you're new, we call our listeners the Soul Tribe, Yomis. Actually, people in the group have been creating other names and they get really creative with it. I love it. Magic Tribe, anything. I love it all. But they have been teaching us how to unleash their own magic, our own magic, your own magic. So, pop quiz for our listeners who have been listening to this podcast for a while, even if you've only been listening to this for a month or a few weeks, you probably know. What is the one question that we ask all of our guests? And if you guessed this...
This is the last question that we ask all of our interviewees, and we would love to know, how would you advise people to create their own magic?
Amazing! So, in this episode, we want to revisit the collection of answers we've received from our inspiring guests and from authors and artists and wellness experts and even a brain performance enhancement leader who are just helping us learn to get aligned to our greatest potential and our authentic truths and our inner geniuses and just our own unique magic. So let us toast to the first guest that I just felt like leading this remix of guests, my co-host and soul twin, Ali Michelle. I interviewed Ali in January in our home in Kauai just before the launch of her poetry book, Explorations of a Cosmic Soul, which if you haven't checked out, she self-published it on Amazon. And of course, I'll leave the link below to go check out her book. But I promise that there will be something in there that just expands your consciousness and connection to this universe in some way, shape, or form. Anyways, here is Ali. Thank you for being an instrument of love. And I have one last question for you. How would you advise the Soul Tribe to create their own magic?
I did not see this one coming.
Surprise!
There is a whisper that you'll hear, like a little pull, a little nudge of excitement when you think of something, when you hear of something, whether it's a creative project or a place to travel to or a book to write or whatever it is, understand the value of that. You don't need to know why that's important or why it excites you, but that is a brick upon which you should step. Because if you keep following those little bricks of excitement, you're going to have a whole path right in front of you, and it's going to be completely aligned with your soul's purpose, and it's not easy. You have to spend a lot of time getting still and listening. And it's really easy to get stuck on, how am I going to make money from this? You know, how am I going to do this? Will the world like it? Will it be accepted? And that's really good. If you step upon that brick and you get this wave of fear, it means it's really important to your heart. So just tell that fear, okay, I will walk with you, but you will not be deciding where I walk.
Wow. Thank you. Next, I wanted to share the brilliant advice from Ali and my favorite musician of all time, the one and only Trevor Hall, whose songs and words of wisdom in his episode, the one that he was on, he sings to our soul. And we also have one question that we ask all of our guests. How would you advise listeners to create their own magic?
How would we advise listeners to create their own magic?
Yeah.
I mean, I think in a general sense, you just have to let yourself go. Do whatever it is that lets yourself go, whether it's running, painting, swimming in the ocean, sitting in meditation, you know, going for a walk under the stars, whatever it is, you know, there's something that gets you out of your own way. That's how you're going to create your magic.
Surrender.
Get out of your mind and into your heart.
Surrender.
So, do nothing.
Do nothing. It was so funny. He said, do nothing. And then he was like, just try and relax. Oh, like, well, I don't know how to do that.
This profound pilgrimage to India. Do nothing.
Right? So funny.
Oh, that's great. And for all of you out there ready to unleash your genius potential, this episode with Jim Quick is one that you must go back and revisit. There are so many golden nuggets of wisdom to take down. And he is the man who was known as the boy with the broken brain. and he became a world-renowned visionary, guiding people from Elon Musk to Michelle Obama and you to activate your inner superhero. How would you advise our listeners to create their own magic and find their own inner genius and inner superhero?
I love, I've never been asked that question before. Well, I believe in magic. So I first believe, I have an answer for this, but I have to say the power of belief is everything. Because I think we live in a world full of magic and, you know, we just have to commit to seeing it. I think everything is, you kind of look at the world and everything is magic or everything's not magic. And I choose to believe everything is magic, that there are no ordinary moments. And, so what I would say for people who want to tap that inner genius, that, that incredible magic, a superpower that we all have inside of us, I would say two things. And I know everyone who's listening is on the path of these two things. But I think in order for us to be, feel truly fulfilled and step into that superhero version of ourselves, the first part of it, the formula, is to know who you are, to really commit to knowing who you are, because that is your superpower. Your uniqueness is your superpower, and it's our difference that makes us beautiful. But get curious to really know yourself. You know, and that comes from meditation and journaling and intimate relationships, because they're often a mirror to, you know, and to who we are. Commit to the practice and have the curiosity to know yourself. And once you know yourself, though, have the courage to be yourself. Do you know what I mean? It's like a lot of people, they know who they are, but the world doesn't necessarily always support our greatest self. And the expectations of parents or neighbors or peers sometimes makes us mitigate and lessen or put on masks to cover up who we really are. So I would say have the curiosity to know yourself. And while you're on that path, always step in and have the courage to be that person, because that's what the world needs.
Have the curiosity to know yourself and have the courage to be the person that you are destined to be the greatest version of yourself. Because you heard him, you heard Jim. The world needs that from you. Jim, and his nuggets of wisdom on the episode is just pure liquid gold. And also one of our most listened to episodes to date, just so you know. So if you haven't listened to it, I highly recommend that you listen to the Jim Quick episode. And if you have, revisit it, because I'm sure that some new insights will unfold inside of you. So before I share the next brilliant guest, I wanted to thank our sponsor, Thrive Market. Oh, Thrive, Thrive. I miss you. I'm in London and I really miss you, but I'm so thankful that Allie and her family and our friends there are just taking advantage of Thrive Market, and for the Soul Tribe who's in the States. I'm so thankful you're taking advantage of this steal of a deal. See, I love going to the grocery store, but because I do love to be surrounded by health foods, but I'm just not a fan of getting lost in the matrix of the grocery store, especially when it's super crowded and feeling just so overwhelmed by walking around and seeing these limited options at extremely high prices. And I'm noticing that now that I don't have Thrive anymore while I'm in London. So I'm seeing the contrast and I just really miss the Thrive Market's benefits, especially their organic supply and the prices. Ugh. So if you're in the States, please, you want to take advantage of this deal. $60 worth of free groceries. I mean, who wouldn't want that? I'm serious. $60, no catch. Thrive is, they're mostly known for having an abundant selection of organic groceries that are up to 50% less than what you get at the market down the street from you, and they'll just deliver it straight to your door. Amazing. So if you sign up for thrivemarket.com/your own magic, you'll receive the $60 worth of free organic groceries, home goods, beauty goods, pet supplies, and I know that Allie loves their essential oils. So, and you get free shipping and a free 30-day trial. Amazing. So just go to thrivemarket.com/your own magic and order your free $60 worth of groceries plus free shipping plus a 30-day trial. That's thrivemarket.com/your own magic. And now for our next guest. Well, she's actually been on the show twice. Emma Milden, who was one of my favorite authors and still is, but one of my favorite authors when I began the spiritual journey, and I carried her international bestseller, The Soul Searcher's Handbook, with me throughout my solo travels around Southeast Asia, and her new book, Evolution of Goddess, A Modern Girl's Guide to Activating Your Feminine Superpowers. It will be out July 10th, and I've read it, and I'm obsessed, and I can't wait for this beautiful book to land in your hands. And in this episode, I was interviewing Emma on her couch in New Zealand. She is so charming. I love her so much. Now one of my dearest friends. And I have carried this insight that she shares with me to my new home today. Enjoy. You do have to answer this one last question, which you've answered before, so it might be a different one this time, but we ask all our guests, how would you advise our listeners to create their own magic?
Oh, I wonder if this is the same answer.
Mm-hmm.
I would say stay curious.
I think that was.
Yeah? Okay, good. I'm consistent.
That yeah. was not you. It was somebody else, but I think that was you.
Good. Curiosity is the best way to evolve and expand and develop and grow, which is the whole point.
Stay curious. Emma, thank you so much. This is our last question that we ask all of our magical guests. How would you advise our listeners to create their own magic?
Just be playful and free in your spiritual journey, you know. Yes. Just soul search. It's endless and eternal, and yeah, just allow yourself to ever develop and evolve.
Ah, you are singing to us.
I love you.
I love you so much. Love Emma so much. That was both of the times she was on the podcast, and Emma's advice: stay curious, be playful, and free. So we thought she said the same thing on her second episode, but it really was not the case. But very similar, because I do believe curiosity, playfulness, and feeling free are all synonymous. Ooh, that was poetic. Anyways, oh, and speaking of, what a beautiful transition. I swear I did not mean to do this. But anyways, our next guest that we're going to feature is one of Allie's and my greatest influences and inspirations, and maybe my distant poetic crush. The world-renowned spoken word poet, Mr. NQ.
How would you advise our listeners to create their own magic?
You know, my friend said this to me the other day: follow the path and the path will lead the way.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really like that. I'm sure he got it from somewhere else too. But, you know, what that means is, if you want to create magic in your life, look around at the things that inspire you that are magic, you know? Or even my same friend, he said something about that there's a difference between passion and curiosity.
Hmm.
Just be curious, you know? Just be curious in the world. Because I think that if you follow your curiosity, you're following the path.
Mm-hmm.
And the path will show you where it wants you to go. And there will definitely be magic on the path.
Wow. Following your curiosity. That seems to be a theme, right? It's amazing to go back and reflect on all of these brilliant thought leaders and to collect their answers and see a common theme. And curiosity seems to really be a key word, and it makes sense. So I ask you right now, what is the first thing that comes to mind that you are most curious about right now? The first thing that comes to mind. And if you're not driving, I highly suggest that you write it down on your phone or on a paper or type it out on your computer and revisit it before bed tonight to see what sparks tomorrow. Just a magical challenge for you and I right now. And now our next guest has been talking about a subject that is piquing people's curiosity from around the globe, so much so that I believe she's our most listened to podcast to date. And that is this phenomenon of human design. Jenna Zoe is a human design expert, bringing light to the different types of human. So you might be a projector like her and I, and it's not as bad as it sounds, I promise, or a reflector or a generator or a manifester or a manifesting generator. And no matter your type, her answer is a one size fits all. How would you advise our listeners to create their own magic?
Oh, wow. My human design answer would be to live as your real self instead of the not self. The not self, yeah. But really all that happens is, again, it's not, and sometimes I feel like I'm letting people down because there isn't like a 21-day program to get over this and then you're fixed. But I always say to people that awareness is the great healer. And it's the second you're brave enough to be aware of the things that, the behaviors, the thoughts and things that don't feel like the real you, and you know that you can let them go without feeling like you're unworthy because you do those things still. When you've kind of got your own back in the process of getting better rather than, beating yourself into getting better. I really believe that that's the way that you just naturally, then the universe says, okay, this is the person that's dedicated to being their real self. Let's send her all the flow, all the synchronicities, all the good things, because that's when we tell the universe that we're open for business.
I love the idea of the not self, to not be our not self, which is we easily mold into when we're influenced by others who are not living their authentic truth, their authentic self. Or if they are living their authentic self, we sometimes try to impersonate that, and we know deep down that that's not our magic. That's not the person we are. And so to truly learn about ourselves and what makes sense during this incarnation. Anyways, before I delve into the next brilliant guest who is a listener favorite, I must share my love for our sponsor who has been with us since day uno, Hum Nutrition. So we're now on the sixth round of the amazing Hum giveaway, guys, gifting Hum products all around the globe, not just the United States. So anywhere you are, if you're in Denmark or where I am in London, it doesn't matter. So wherever you are on Mama Earth and where you're sitting, you should gift yourself and your body the many natural vitamins and minerals that Hum offers. I am in love with their products, and especially when I was dealing with this belly issue that I brought from Bali, I took Hum's Gut Instincts and Flatter Me tablets back then to help get things running a little more smoothly, if you know what I'm saying, Anyways, Hum helps you turn your beauty inside out with their pure and potent GMO-free, sustainably sourced products, and many of them vegan. They also have delicious raw beauty superfood powders like mint chocolate flavored and ginger snap flavored to add to your blended drinks. Ali and I loved adding those while we were living in Hawaii. So good. So Hum is continuing to offer three more of our listeners 3 months of $150 worth of Hum products for free. For free. I know, so generous. All you have to do is rate and review our podcast, Your Own Magic, and send a screenshot to info@yourownmagic.life. And then we will submit you for the Hum giveaway. But in the meantime, try Hum out as they gift the Soul Tribe 20% off their purchases at humnutrition.com using the promo code MAGIC. That's humnutrition.com, promo code MAGIC. And I also have to add a meditation tip since I'm speaking of Hum. A meditation our master had Ali and I perform in India, and what we would do is we would hum for about 30 minutes or more, plugging our ears with our thumbs, with our head down and our eyes closed, and I would just experience this numbing and buzzing sensation all around my body, and I could really listen internally. It was sensational. And since then, I have mentioned this on, I believe, this advertisement, and some of our listeners have told me that they've had some profound soul experiences as they can hear themselves more during this humming meditation. It's amazing. So just a little meditation hat tip to try at home. But again, this is for Hum. So for Hum, Hum Nutrition for 20% off using promo code MAGIC. Speaking of meditation, our next guest is a meditation teacher and author of the book Bliss More, How to Succeed in Meditation. So close your eyes, except for if you're driving, and listen to the wisdom of the one and only Light Watkins.
I mean, meditate. Meditation.
Meditation. Called it.
It's an inspiration generator. And so create magic, you know, that word create requires some degree of inspiration. I don't know about you, but I find it very hard to create when I'm not inspired, when I have to, when I'm being forced to create something. The creation that I come up with is not nearly as impactful as the ones that come through inspiration. And whenever I'm feeling a blockage creatively, I just stop and I sit down and close my eyes for, you know, 10 or 15 minutes. And I don't go in it with any kind of agenda like, oh, I need to come up with this idea. I just stop and sit down. And then it's amazing how the ideas will just come.
Yes.
And it's happened so much now that I've gained a high level of confidence around that as a way of generating inspiration. But yeah, I would say the magic happens through meditation and also through consistency, following through, which is, I think, a lot of people have a very difficult time with, is their follow through. Mm-hmm. In other words, when they get the blockage, let's say they meditate and it doesn't come, they'll think, okay, well, it wasn't meant to be, right? And that's not what's happening. What's happening is you're not showing up for it fully. And it comes through when you show up for it fully. And it's this really wonderful little anecdote about William Faulkner, who's an author, American author. Someone was asking him, I think an interviewer was asking him, do you write on a schedule basis, or do you write when you get inspired? And he said, you know, I write when I'm inspired. And luckily that happens every morning at 9:00.
That is brilliant.
Because it's true. I mean, me doing this daily email, I've seen now firsthand that, yeah, you have to show up every time you say you're going to show up. And the inspiration comes through that. It comes through showing up for your meditation. It comes through showing up for your other practices. And otherwise, if you're sitting around waiting for it to happen, it's not going to happen. It doesn't happen like that.
To meditate. And for another person who has inspired and guided hundreds of thousands in their meditation practice, one of our dear friends, Koi Fresco, who actually has been on the episode twice or on the podcast twice. So here are both of his answers. Also, though, I just want to know and ask for forgiveness and to have compassion about the audio in this, because back then we were definitely noobs to this podcast game. And honestly, even today, I admit sometimes our sound quality is not perfect, but we're so over perfectionism because what really matters is delivering a message out there, like these brilliant messages from Koi Fresco.
This is the last question that we ask all of our interviewees, and we would love to know, how would you advise people to create their own magic?
Magic in what sense of the word?
Their own, really tapping into that infinite love inside of them. Like, how would you advise them to create this life, this awakened, connected, empowered life that you yourself have found on this path?
A few steps. I would encourage them to begin meditation, to practice meditating as the number one step for the physical vessel. I would encourage them to use mindfulness. And as they go about their day, there's a great tool that I used to use a lot that works really well, and that is to project love upon everyone you see. You know, when we're in line at the grocery store or the bank or something, we might get fed up with the person in front of us or fed up with the teller. But if we're constantly just imagining us giving our love to them, just as if we're kind of injecting them with love mentally, just transmitting our love telekinetically into them, it's hard to have any ill will towards any other being. And when we're pressing it and shooting off this kind of love into everybody we see around us, just actually doing it all the time, we start to really recognize the mirror of humanity, and that mirror is all of us as, you know, little illusions of divinity, that we are human if we think we are, but beyond that, we're just this bliss, we're love, we're all of it, playing out different roles, playing out different bodies, and that's all illusion too. So that's a great way to see one, is just to project love upon others. And then beyond that, all I would really say is have an open mind, but do your research on ancient history, on ancient practices, and find whatever philosophy works for you. Mm-hmm. You know, I was very into Buddhism for about 5-6 years. I still practice it, but I got kind of closed off until I met a couple of very, very dear Hindu friends who really, you know, just didn't force me, but just gave me some books, gave me some information, you know, told me to, you know, check it out, see what you think. And because I opened my mind back up, I started to learn much, much more. And I would say my practice over this past year has grown more than in the previous 4 years combined, because I remember what it's like to be in that open space. A lot of the time we'll find a philosophy that works and shut down and back again. You go, that's it, I got it. You know, that's the ego. I got it. This is my practice. This is all I need. But it's important to stay open, to stay curious to everything. Even when a philosophy works, continue to research, because there's more out there that has the potential to assist you. And the flip side is that if nothing else can assist you, well, now you're in a space where you understand and know that my path is the right path. That I tried all these other paths, none of them worked. Now I have proof that this is my path when I'm on now. So it's a foolproof way that works in multiple ways to really help us awaken and help us down the spiritual journey, especially if we're just starting.
Create their own magic. I would just say be open to interpretation. From anything, really. Everything can be your teacher. I think the biggest fault we're going to have with spirituality is starting to cultivate a spiritual ego where we go, you know, oh, I'm too spiritual for that, or I already get that, I already understand that, I don't need to look at that anymore. We start to, you know, cultivate this kind of arrogant confidence that can really lead us into spiritual materialism or confusion. So the thing is to remain humble, but to remain curious and to continue cultivating knowledge. You know, you can be a master of your craft, but that means nothing if you think you're the only master, or you think that no one can master it the way you have. If it becomes a competition, if your ego becomes involved, that can be destructive. So we create our own magic, I think, by allowing ourselves to really integrate deeply into our practice, but to do so with humility and humbleness above all.
Wow, I am re-soaking that in, and I actually have been projecting love onto random strangers since Koi gave this advice. And I do this to, well, A, people who clearly are in dire need of it, or maybe they just seem a little frustrated, or B, if they just happen to irk me in any way, I try to shift my attention to project love instead. And A is definitely easier than B, but B does happen. And of course, A happens more frequently. And I also want to say that I don't care what people say about suppressing those emotions of anger on someone. I don't believe that that is really who we are in our core. That anger comes from somewhere else inside of us that we need to face, but not from that other person. So I'd rather project love onto that person. And I also love to tap into what I call my inner wizard, where when this happens, when I see somebody that clearly is in dire need of a projection of love, I ask the universe to give that person some light over their darkness or some positive energy to overpower that negative experience that I'm observing. And I ask the universe to send the gift of love or whatever gift they need, whatever present they need to light up their day. And sometimes I get specific with it. So it'd be really cool if you joined me in that and tap into your inner wizard too. I just truly love magic. And oh, our next guest does too. He's all about magic. The one and only Shaman Durek, who has dedicated his life to healing the lives of people from all over the world by applying ancient spiritual wisdom and dedicating and devoting his study and practice to help us really find and unleash our innate gifts. And he's been practicing that since childhood. And he happens to have a podcast too called Ancient Wisdom, which I hope you binge. So here is Shaman Durek.
How would you advise our listeners to create their own magic?
You know, the best way to create your magic is to learn how to speak as someone who understands magic. Mm-hmm. That would be my way of saying it, you know, because a lot of times people will talk and they don't understand that their words are magic. So if I say like, oh my God, life is so difficult. I've been dealing with all these energies, bad energies coming on. I'm always negative energies around me. Look at what kind of magic I just did.
Wow. That does actually bring me to a quick question. What about poems? When you write a poem and sometimes it might be a little negative, is that going to have an impact on your
own? No, because that's different. That's you creating something in the sense of like artistically, instead of you actually saying it out of your mouth as a statement, as a, you know how people will say like, life is so hard.
Yeah.
I don't know. That right there, that's magic. They're creating. So all of a sudden, the moment they said that, all of the spirits of the universe had to shift energies to make sure that everything goes hard from them this time, this day out. Wow. Until they change that. So they take that spell off of them. So like a lot of times people don't even realize they're casting spells all the time. And like literally, so what I tell people is this, I'm like, create windows and doors. Windows and doors means this. It means that say a statement to me. I'm going to show you. Go ahead, Raquel. Tell me a statement. Say something to me.
Today feels really dark.
Okay. So right there, you just trapped yourself in a room. So creating a window and a door would be, today feels dark. The great thing is all this new information is coming to me and I'm getting awakened right now and the light is shining through, which is expanding my viewpoint and allowing me to move into a new direction.
Yes.
You see, yes. Windows and doors means that every time you speak, you should ask yourself, is the energy trapped or does it keep moving? Because magic has to keep moving in order for it to keep working in creation. Every single thing you say to someone or do to someone keeps moving. Like if I go to the grocery store and I smile at the woman who's bagging my food, okay? That smile can change a life. She goes home, her son has to take a test, and you know, he needs his mom to be there. But because I smiled at her, she was tired. But because I smiled, it made her feel like, wow, someone actually acknowledged me. So she goes home and the son goes, Mom, I really need your help. And she's like, honey, I'll be right there. And she helps him. He goes to school. He gets good grades. He passes the test. He feels really good. He's there for someone else. That energy keeps moving. It never stops. Energy never stops. The moment it stops is when that's when you're using your powers against you.
Wow.
So like if you say I'm fat. Yeah. So if you say I'm fat, you wouldn't say I'm fat. You say I'm fat if you're going to use this word and then bring a window and a door into it. I'm fat, but the cool thing is my body is dropping weight so fast off of my body. My metabolism is speeding up and I'm losing so much weight and all of these amazing things are happening to me on a biological level.
I love that.
You see, like you create a window and a door and keep the energy going. You keep it moving and that's how you manifest. That's how you use magic in the right way. That's how you actually bring magic back in your life. If someone says, you know, I'm having difficulty in my life, I can't pay my bills. You say, I have difficulty in my life, I can't pay my bills. However, amazing opportunities are being orchestrated right now from the spirits to take care of all of these things. And I'm feeling even better right now in my body that I have great news coming in from someone that I haven't spoken to in a while. And all of a sudden, watch what happens.
Your words are magic. This is one of the truest realities that I've had to face. Your words are magic. So be so careful of what you say because you have more power than you know. And our next guest is actually a good friend of Shaman Durek's. And in fact, I think that it was her podcast where I had discovered Shaman Durek and his wisdom. Anyways, this person is someone who I have a strong soul connection with, so strong, though we haven't ever hung out in person. And her name? Jordan Younger from the Balanced Blonde and the Soul on Fire podcast. She was on last week's episode where she spontaneously came on to talk with me about our Saturn return experience and that we're in the midst of right now. And she was also one of our first guests on this show. So from last week to her first episode, here is Jordan. How would you advise our listeners to create their own magic?
Well, I think this answer will change a lot from the last time I was on your podcast.
Yes, I was about to say. I know it's probably going to be different, but
I don't remember what I said.
I don't remember.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. I was going to say the same type of thing. No, I'll think of something else. I think did you say to create your own magic or?
Yeah, create your own magic.
Okay. Just be unapologetically yourself. And that does come along with releasing attachments. And that is what I'm working on right now. It's my greatest, deepest work. And I think if we can all release those attachments and live in this state of surrender, just trusting the universe, trusting yourself that you're on the right path, then you are destined for magic and you're destined for whatever this universe has in store for you, which is innately good for all of us.
How would you advise people to create their own magic?
Ooh, such a fun one. And I love that you'll be asking everybody this because I can't wait to hear a multitude of answers. I think for everyone to create their own magic, you must do all things authentically and do things from the heart. So that can be hard to tap into. And hopefully in this episode, we gave some good tips and tricks on how to do that, how to tap into your intuition, how to get to know yourself and really be fearless in pursuing those things that feel most authentic to your heart. So I think every time you pursue what you love, you're creating magic.
I honestly couldn't picture Jordan giving any other response because one reason I admire, of the multitude of reasons of why I admire Jordan, is that you can see it in her reading and in her posts and hear it on her podcast that Jordan is unapologetically herself and so open and honest. And it has taken her so, so, so far and opened her up to such a world of opportunity. And I also believe that's what has helped her tap into the guidance of the universe, as she has become more in tune with not only her own being, but becoming a vessel, a channel, tapping into her mediumship abilities. So our next guest that I'm featuring is actually a medium, Bree Melanson. And here are her words. All right, the last question. How would you advise the listeners, the Soul Tribe, to create their own magic?
I think to know that, to remember that your magic is your truth, like to always return to your magic as a unique, divine, like infinite expression of everything. And how can I return back to that knowing and that truth? I think one of my, couple of my favorite questions to just like ask to kind of help us realign back with that is like, in my truth, I am, like allowing yourself to, anytime you're up against something, but in my truth, I know that I am. Or even just, how would my soul see it? Or how would my magical self see it?
Wow. And this next guest is one of Ali's closest friends. She's a rock star of a yoga teacher, healer, and what I love most is that she does not shy away from breaking the mold of traditional yoga and also just being so raw with everything that she posts about her life. I am so inspired by this woman, Jade Electra.
How would you advise our community to create their own magic?
I think that's a perfect segue with what you just asked me is the journey of the alchemist, right? Not to spoil the ending. Hopefully everyone has read it by now, but that he does this whole journey around the world, these beautiful, powerful places, and the treasure was in him all along. It would be to me to find, to first clean out your soul. And I mean that in like a really loving way, like to sit with every experience that you've had that somehow is sticking and to clear yourself out. That was the first thing. Once you do that, once you get to a neutral zone, you start to build joy, you start to build happiness, hope, all of these different things. And to sit with yourself will give you, like I said, in a weird way, will give you everything that you're looking for. So I put such emphasis on finding love in someone else. And it was really just the journey of finding it in myself, which also led to my purpose, which everything, every question I've ever asked has been found inside of me. And I think when you're looking so much at Instagram and finding everyone else in their purpose, your comparison chart just goes off the yin yang. And you're like, oh, look, everyone else has it figured out, and wipe the board down. Like when I got back from Sedona, I wanted to write my book. I wanted to create a platform. I wanted to do all these different things. And I just came back and in my mind took the whiteboard and just wiped everything off. And just, the process I'm going to do today is staring at that whiteboard and saying like, what do I want to create? What can I do? What would I do if no one else saw it? And I had to just, this was like why I'm here. And that's always the question I've asked myself is like, what would I do if no one else, if there was no money involved, if there was no kudos involved? I heard a really beautiful thing one time that the masculine energy is like, when you get cancer, the doctor comes in, he's like, we're going to cut this out of you. We're going to take everything out and you're going to physically feel lighter. Like I'm going to show you what I'm doing. And you can prove that. And then the feminine energy is the one that comes in and heals you before the illness even formed. So how can you prove that? So to me, it's like stepping into the feminine, whether you're a man or a woman, stepping into that side and saying like, what would I do if no one ever knew it was me? And I think therein lies your truth. And if you're chasing accolades, if you're chasing goals, if you're chasing someone else's idea of who you should be, your parents, you're not going to find why you're here. You're going to find why they wanted you to be here, why they failed in their life to find their purpose. And you're just, you know, following that lineage. And our generation is here to heal. There's it's said that in every generation and every lineage, there's one person that comes to heal the collective pain. And I think a lot of us, it's us, it's dealing with what our parents and our parents' parents and so on never dealt with. And so to me, choosing to clear yourself and find those people in your life that'll be a mirror instead of having the friends you've always had just because you've had them, like really have a game changer, like find the alley of your neighborhood, find the people who are going to give you a true reflection of who you are back, not of them.
Now the next couple of ladies, well, they remind me of a future Allie and I, Heather and Timmy, the creators of the widely popular Energy Muse, which is an online crystal shop, and they guide us, they teach people the healing powers of gemstones and how we can use these crystals as tools to transform life's challenges into opportunities for growth and expansion and whatever we want and need to manifest to live harmoniously in this world. This episode was so fun because I love to get into the power of crystals. And when it comes to creating our own magic, here are their answers. Also, okay, this is our final question that we ask every guest, and so we both want you to answer. How would you advise listeners to create their own magic?
Love yourself.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. And I think for believe that you can.
Yes.
That's, go for it.
Because you can.
Because you can. That's the whole thing. We have to change the paradigm. We can. We can.
And you did. And you did with your book, Crystal Muse. Love yourself and believe that you can. Two simple but profound truths for us to create our own magic. Like, how can we possibly create our greatest magic if we didn't have that love for ourselves? And how could we possibly create and share this magic with the world if we didn't believe in ourselves, if we didn't believe we could? Anyways, that was brilliant, and I'm excited to share the brilliance of this last guest, the final guest that I'll be wrapping with, since I began with, you know, one of my best friends. I figured I'd end with another. Cristina Carrillo Bucaram. I definitely don't pronounce her name as beautifully and musically as she does, but you may know her as Fully Raw Cristina. She was our second guest on the podcast, actually, so this is an old episode, which you'll definitely be able to hear from way back in the day. And Cristina is one of today's leaders in the raw vegan movement. I'm so proud of her for helping so many people reclaim their health. So, of course, one of her pieces of advice will be for your health, but the other will be for your soul. You are very inspiring and magical. And so, this is our last question that we ask every single interviewee, even though you're our second. How would you advise people to create their own magic?
On a basic level, start with eating one raw vegan meal a day and begin the journey.
Ooh, yes.
Just begin, right? A lot of people want to go from 0 to 1,000 and they don't know how to begin. So to me, that's the basic first step.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, I would say every single day before you have to make any decision, ask yourself, is this what my highest self would do? Like, is this what, if I were a perfect being of love, is this the decision I would make? Is this how I would act? How would I treat myself? How would I treat others? What would I feed myself? What would I feed others? Keep, just be conscious of everything that you intake and everything that is an outtake.
Oh, the goosebumps are rising. Wow. Oh, the goosebumps are high.
I wish we had a giant megaphone that we could broadcast to every soul in the world to hear just that one, like, little sliver, and everyone would just be so good.
I hope so many people hear this message.
Me too.
And so it is, a collection of brilliance and themes from remaining curious and being mindful and to project love onto all, including yourself. So I implore you to be stubborn in standing in and expressing your magic, not allowing anyone to dim that light within you, and to look beyond the image of external standards for your most raw and naked self, which is the most beautiful, and to have the courage to bring forth the shadow that lives within you, and that shadow to love her too. For the contrast she reigns, she brings forth a rainbow. The rainbow and the treasures that live inside of you. And I do believe that we have these gems, a collection of colorful gems inside all of us that the universe has placed inside of us. And now it's up to us to find them, to find that buried treasure inside. And we do this by transforming our fears and our sadness and doubts and insecurities into curiosity and love, and to unapologetically share them with the world without fear of what they are going to think. And need I remind you of your abilities to heal and nurture this world with those packaged gems? And those times where you do feel judged, or you're even feeling alienated from not only peers and strangers, but from the universe or from source or yourself. And remind yourself to get curious, as all of these brilliant guests have said, to get curious and sit with yourself. And then remind yourself of what has always ignited your inner genius, your wizard, and that superhero that you've had since you were a little girl or boy, before the layers and layers of what society has imposed on you and made you believe of this person that you are supposed to be, before they placed you on a position of hierarchy, whether, you know, you were towards the top or the middle or maybe on the bottom of the societal chain of hierarchy. Strip those layers away back to when you were a child and you didn't see the world this way. What you knew made you uniquely brilliant, and tap into that as you unveil the layers. And may you meet her again, him again, and unleash your own magic. So my question for you is, how would you advise people to create their own magic? And feel free to share your response or your thoughts in the Your Own Magic Clothes Facebook group. I am so looking forward to seeing your responses. If you do this, I will be definitely scrolling to see if anyone's answered. And also, if you aren't part of our exclusive Soul Tribe set yet, where Allie and I share meditations and our metaphysical self-realizations, reflections, expansions, and manifestations, those tools, then I would love for you to join us for just $4.44 at yourownmagic.life. And I do believe at the beginning of this month, I promised that we would gift a free membership to one of our members already on the site. So look out for that if you're the winner of the month. Anyways, I can't tell you how much I love you so much. Now go out there and share your magic.
We are so grateful you tuned into this podcast. And if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends and rate us on iTunes.
Yes, and those of you who leave a rating and review, we want to share our gratitude by sending you a special gift. Just email info@yourownmagic.life and we will send you an exclusive meditation guided by the both of us.
And make sure to say hi to us on Instagram. I'm at Allie Michelle L. Don't forget the random L at the end.
And I'm Raquel Mantra. Thank you.
And have a magical day.